Okay, so we're just going to relax and breathe. Oh, taking a couple of slow, deep breaths can just be such a calming. Moving into that space of deep peace that underlies all of the activity. Breathing and relaxing. And having the opportunity to shift our focus. I've been thinking about focus the last couple of days, and I have several quotes from different people on focus. But the first quote is from my second book, Chatting with the Beloved, I Am Love. And I'm actually quoting myself here because this part of the piece was me speaking, not Beloved. And I said, I am feeling the power of focus, B. What an amazing demonstration within an hour. One friend reminded me of insecurity, and when I focused there, I felt insecure. Another friend reminded me of well-being and joy. And when I relaxed and focused there, I felt joy. Two powerful rendezvous, B. Thank you. I am loved. I am love. Sometimes expressing as insecurity. I am love. Preferring to express as joy. Both are valid choices. I get to choose where I choose. I choose joy today. I can choose to see the world through a filter of joy. The choices other people make affect me to the degree I choose to focus on them. Focusing on my friend Lori's choice of joy feels magnificent today, for she is in alignment with the truth of her being. And then I have a quote from the Abraham workshop yesterday. One of my friends was there, and he typed up a piece of the interaction he had with Abraham, where Abraham said, when you find yourself feeling about something, you are involved. When you find yourself feeling about something, you are involved, in capital letters. Now decide, what are you going to do about it, your involvement? If the answer is always improve the way you feel, then you can be of value to everyone you encounter. So choosing the way we want to feel, choosing to improve the way we feel in any particular moment brings us to a place of being of value to everyone we encounter. I love that thought. And then my third quote is from Abraham from the workshop on 4/10/24 this past week. And there is a wise woman, an older lady who is often on the videos, and she's very philosophical. And she said, Abraham, in the 14th century, a man wrote, but all the wickedness in the world which man may do or think is no more to the mercy of God than a live coal dropped in the sea. And while one can quibble with any of these words, she went on, God, wickedness, mercy, behind them there's a knowing of the infinite love and clarity present, there for the asking. Whether by the billions of cells in the body or the billions of people on the earth. This lovely lady went on to say, for years, I used to get a cold chill of fear when I passed a news stand. But lately, sometimes I get a vivid sense of that source presence and the nearness of solutions, relief, and new creation. So thanks very much and much love. And Abraham said, oh, it's so good to know that and so good to feel that. We like the 14th century comparison of the well-being in relationship to the not well-being. That's really good. All the unwanted, in those words, wickedness, it's like dropping a hot coal into the sea. And that's about how much effect that it really has. And that's a very accurate comparison, we would say. We like that you activated the word mercy right on the heels of us talking about compassion, because we would see them as one as the same. Good conversation, Abraham said. We can't add to the words you offered. They are pitch perfect. I really loved what this beautiful woman described. As for years, I used to get a cold chill of fear when I passed a newsstand. But lately, sometimes I get a vivid sense of the source presence. And in the nearness of solutions, relief, and a new creation. Oh, I love the thought of that as a response to the news. To feel source, to feel solutions and relief and new creation, to recognize all of the contrast as being part of the rockets of desire that are endlessly launched, and the vortex of the entire planet continuing to be filled with even better solutions, answers, even more love, even more joy, even more beauty. And I was touched by her saying, I get a vivid sense of the presence. Because in the other quote, Abraham said, when you find yourself feeling you are involved. And obviously this woman is involved in this beautiful contemplation of source energy in and through and as all of the contrast that exists. And I love that. I love that understanding. And as we move from the belief to the understanding to the knowing to the feeling, we are taken to a higher and higher level of involvement with source, of seeing the world through source eyes. And so I just was delighted with this progression of thoughts in the last couple of days. And I am reminded of a thought that I ran into a couple of weeks ago, where Rumi, another long ago poet, said, move out of the circle of time and into the circle of love. And I realized that time is a small circle and love is an infinite circle that embraces and includes the circle of time. So we don't have to move out of the circle of time, but we simply need to become aware of the love that exists within the time and expand our awareness of the beauty and harmony and clarity and peace, the excellence of time itself. And so it's so sweet to think of the combination of all of these thoughts. And I don't know about anybody else, but I occasionally find the headlines or the passing news on the internet or the television to be somewhat distressing some days. And I love having these new tools to think about that help me to choose my focus. And I notice when I'm feeling bad about something that I'm hearing, then I am doing what Abraham says. If you're feeling about it, you are involved. And you want to choose to improve the way you feel and shift your involvement. And this idea of the badness, the contrast, is nothing more than a hot coal dropped in the sea. And so I have, since I heard that, have been hearing a headline and dropping it as a hot coal in the sea and recognizing that there is a cooling off. There is an expansion. There is a breath of fresh air that is wafting through that possibility. And that feels like a breath of fresh air in my mind. And I feel the involvement in the solution in that moment rather than in the problem. So I'm just going to invite us to take some time that we have left in this meditation to feel our involvement in the solutions. And so I invite you to think of something that feels just a tiny bit ouchy. Might be something in your own life. It might be a physical issue that you're dealing with. It might be a person that has been annoying, or might be just a passing thought that somebody's introduced. And just imagine taking a pair of tongs and picking up the coal and safely dropping it into the sea. And the satisfying as it loses its heat. There is a beauty in this. There is a rhythm in this. There is a loveliness in this. To be able to choose the filter of joy. To release the potential problem, not push against it. Just release it and drop it in the sea. How beautiful is the sea. In this moment, I'm seeing that I'm out on the deck of a lovely boat. And my host on the boat is having a beautiful lunch, a barbecue, and is in the process of cleaning up after that. And the barbecue has some hot coals still. They're cooling off, they're not a big deal. But I can just sit and gently drop the hot coals in the sea as we move on this beautiful day, enjoying the sunshine and the water. It's calm today. It's easy moving through the water. And I can drop all kinds of things into the sea and benefit the consciousness of humanity in the process of letting go of the things that otherwise might cause problems. So take a moment and just think of something that you'd like to improve on the planet. May not be a problem, might just be a little thing happening. could be a traffic situation or a beautiful bridge in Baltimore or some headline. It could be distressing. And just gently imagine dropping it into the sea. And we can move from hot coals to simple pebbles, easier to handle pebbles, cool pebbles, picked up on the beach in order to release anything that doesn't feel good. And I'm picking up a pebble and it's kind of smooth on the top. And I'm just rubbing the pebble with my fingers. And it feels sweet and lovely. And when I'm ready to let go of that issue, perhaps I've even thought of a way that it could appear in the vortex that's quite lovely. I can drop the pebble into the sea and give thanks for solutions appearing. Might be solutions appearing in places I've never been. It might be uplifting people that I will never see. It might be bringing a sense of peace and ease to an area that has been in turmoil. There's a whole bag of pebbles here. We can drop the pebbles in the sea. We could even pick a flat pebble and skip it across the water and have a contest with our friends in the boat as to who can get the most skips. Such peace. Such joy, such playfulness to take a moment and think of someone who might be a little problematic in your consciousness and put their name on the pebble. You don't want to drown them, but it might be fun to cool them off and you can give them a swim in the sea with the pebble. So anybody who seems out of sorts or contentious, you might just give them a swim in the beautiful sea with a pebble. And recognize that to their inner being, they are lovable and beautiful. And you can let them go from your attention with love. Just drop a pebble. It's possible to move beyond the pebble analogy and just feel the sending love analogy. And to fill places that you think of with the love in your heart, the beautiful joy of your inner being. And know that your inner being loves that place. Could be Congress or the White House or a city or a country. Could be your neighborhood or your next door neighbor. It could be a place that you love dearly and you want to just bask in and send it even more love. And so as we just allow that beautiful love to radiate from us, I don't know about you, I'm still on the boat. And I can send love in every direction from being out to sea. I can send love to islands and shores. I can send love to mountains and deserts. I can send love to dear friends. I can send love to absolute strangers. I can send love. I can be love in action. And I can tip the scales of the consciousness of humanity to greater and greater love. Just sitting here on my friend's boat, sending love out to the universe with a deep sense of gratitude and appreciation. Just loving the beauty of life. I can send love to animals. I can send love to an animal that might be endangered in somebody's idea. And I can increase the well-being of that animal by my love. I can send love to the thousands and millions soon of migrating birds. I can send love to all of those who are on the move to new places and new spaces and new possibilities, nesting sites all over the planet. And I can appreciate the beauty and the wonder of those amazing creatures. We can send love into the ocean to all of the, I'm seeing turtles and dolphins and whales and fish. I had a friend who was on the Galapagos Islands this past weekend, and he sent out a video of the blue-footed boobies doing their mating dance. We can send love to the boobies. We can send love where ever our imaginations wander. And as we move through life in this next week, we can continue to be in this space of the lady who passed the newsstand with the sense of source in expression, and knowing that all the solutions are already orchestrated. I just love the idea of remembering solutions, of trusting in the well-being that is so much more than the not well-being. And I am grateful for it. So as we come to the end of this time of meditation, I invite you to just stretch and just feel yourself coming back into normal waking consciousness, opening your eyes as it feels good with a smile, and trusting that everything always works out for us and for everyone. And so it is.